is Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, one of the things that was in the news in several weeks ago was the whole issue of Sony taking a look at PS3 and in a project called Folding at Home. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Folding at Home is real similar to the SETI project. The difference being, well, two differences. One, SETI is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, which runs on home computers, and Folding at Home is a medical project trying to find a cure for a disease, and it runs on Sony PS3s. So now Sony is looking at, okay, we can use the processing power of these PS3s to try to find a cure for a disease or a genetic condition. How about if we create what we call a grid of them and sell computing time?
Well, let's back up for a minute and explain to me what the power of this P2P network is and why companies have an interest in using either a PS3 or, I would assume, your own home computer to help them.
Well, it's kind of like building a house. If you have one person working on the house, it's going to take a long time. However, if you can break that project of building the house up into several sub-projects and have several people working at the same time, the house goes up a lot more quickly. Well, a computer trying to solve a problem is going to take a certain amount of time. However, if you can break that problem up into a bunch of smaller problems and give a ton of other computers parts of the problem to work on simultaneously, you're able to figure out the answer a lot more quickly. So the Sony PS3 has a powerful computer chip in it, and it has a reasonably powerful operating system in it, and people, at least most people, aren't playing with the PS3 24 hours a day. So the idea is, when the computer's not being used, when the game station isn't being used, let's use the processing to do something productive.
Oh, that makes sense. So I guess the issue here is, if I'm participating in Folding at Home, for example, suddenly, you know, instead of maybe assisting with the university project, someone might want to use my computer for, say, development of speedy calculations for Pixar's next movie feature. How is that going to work? Do I get an individual choice, or would the entire, say, Folding at Home network just be provided to a corporation?
Well, the theory is that you would get a choice in exchange for allowing a commercial enterprise to use your PS3 to make money. You would get a little bit of money for participating as well.
So, well, that's interesting. So if I'm sleeping at night and from, you know, midnight to 6, I don't need to use my PS3, that would be a nice little moneymaker for me, I suppose. But what's this trend seems like, if this moves up to PCs, there's some significant problems that might occur. Am I right?
Well, I believe so. And the PS3 is a somewhat limited-purpose machine. It's designed to play games. Obviously, it can do some other calculations as well. However, if you take the same theory, the same idea, and say, well, how about we do what SETI's doing, but for commercial profit, now you're moving into an area where the computer is essentially acting like a member of a botnet.
What's a botnet?
Well, a botnet is a collection of computers that are being remotely controlled by an outside individual. Generally, we take this to mean outside of the owner of the computer's knowledge or control. Now, the big difference is, whereas botnets are controlled by bad guys, something like SETI, the user has said, I want to run this software, and I'm going to participate, and I authorize the use of my computer in this manner. Now, it starts to get a little bit gray when you start going into, and risky, when you go into commercial endeavors. Even SETI has some risk. In the world of botnets, which are generally used for spamming and extortion, things like that, it's not uncommon for a hacker, and a black hat hacker, to steal control of the botnet from the, if you want to call it, rightful black hat owner.
So there's no honor among thieves.
None at all. So if you've got this commercial enterprise that's installed software on your computer that is powerful enough to allow it to be remotely controlled to perform actions, potentially a breach in security at the corporation could allow someone to wrest control over it. But also there are some companies that aren't necessarily playing by the same rules that the customers expect. And we talked in the past about a Web 2.0 company that was giving full access to address books and had horrendous terms of service that pretty much allowed them to do anything with your computer. If you get into a situation like that, it's possible that a company could use your computer exactly like a botnet to send spam that you didn't know that you agreed to allow.
So there's a possibility that corporations could install and execute software on my computer, for example.
Absolutely. I mean, we've even seen something fairly close to the scenario I envision, and that was with Microsoft's own Windows Genuine Advantage software, WGA. Microsoft has automatic updates built into XP. You can turn it on or turn it off. Now, the understanding was that critical updates, security problems, would be fixed with the automatic update. It would install critical updates for the customer to keep them up to date. And then Microsoft decided that they wanted WGA, the Windows Genuine Advantage software, on all these computers. So they released a beta version of it that, by Anti-Spyware Coalition terms, I believe effectively constitutes spyware. It did not have the capacity to be uninstalled by the user. The end-user license agreement did not even acknowledge what data was going to be sent back to Microsoft from your computer. It was a real, real media fiasco. Now, I don't think Microsoft did that necessarily for profit from legitimate users. They wanted to collect from people that had pirated software. However, it was an abuse of the consumer's trust.
Yeah, I can see where that would be a significant problem. And the other issue I just occurred to me was, you know, the data on my computer might well be used, to sell to, I don't know, perhaps my material or my personal demographics could be sold to a legitimate advertising-sponsored software or adware, or, I mean, I would have no control over my own personal information going out there. Is that right?
Correct. It really depends on what the company wants to do, and then you're in a position of trying to figure out, how much do I trust this company? And a lot of users are just going to see dollar signs, say ka-ching, and give up complete control of their computers. And the company might actually be well-intentioned. However, there are a lot of companies that have serious problems with security. I mean, we're all facing that. And if the company that you trust made a mistake in their security, then it's possible one of the black hats running a botnet could essentially wrest control of their grid away from them, and now your computer is infected with as part of a botnet.
Boy, I can see where this would proliferate very fast. What about government regulations or government involvement? Do you see that as a potential?
I certainly do. I think what you will find is some of the sleazier companies are going to have deceptive information to trick users into installing their grid software, making their grid net, as I call it. And I think at some point the government will have to step in. I think there'll be lawsuits. The FCC, or FTC, I mean, will have to take people to court. And eventually I think lawmakers will have to do things like, hopefully more effective than CAN spam, but some legislation that clearly delineates the rights of the consumer. And unfortunately, the U.S. has been pretty weak about recognizing the rights of the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like something that we should all be aware of, certainly an emerging trend, and it sounds intriguing or at least enticing to be able to use my home computer to make a little money, but it sounds like the downside is pretty significant. Well, if people have additional questions for you, Randy, they can contact you at
askeset@eset.com.
Well, thanks. This has been great. And this is Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.